Joining us now, our meteorologist, Paul Caiano. And Paul, you have been a storm chaser. You've gone out to the Midwest and seen, well, where these gigantic storms you can see. But it's a little bit different here in the Northeast. And why don't you talk a little bit about what happened yesterday?
Well, we had this storm, David. It was in the northern part of our area in the Adirondacks, and it sort of just slid down over the Great Sacandaga Lake, and all of a sudden on the radar it started to intensify, and these big hailstones came out, really uncommon for this part of the country, and we're talking about hailstones bigger than ping pong balls and almost tennis ball size, and then all of a sudden the wind energy got caught up in that storm and it started to rotate. So obviously the result was what you saw last night.
And we still are trying to determine if it was a tornado that touched down. This is no joke. And the severity of these storms, as you watch them each year, and this is the time of year for it, do they seem to be getting more severe to you?
Well, they certainly peak around this time of year. It seems like a lot of our severe weather in this part of the country happens late May, early June. Whether they're stronger than years past, I'm sure there's some stronger ones and some weaker ones, but just the frequency seems to be increasing, so I don't think that's something we can ignore.
And talk a little bit about some of the damage that's caused, whether it's a straight line wind or a tornado wind. It really doesn't much matter if you're caught up in it.
Well, in the end, right, if it's affecting you, you don't care how the wind was oriented, but it was certainly some stronger winds. By the stuff I saw on TV, I would say at least 100-mile-an-hour winds, which would make it an EF1 tornado if it is, in fact, determined to be tornadic and not straight line.
So, Paul, obviously the issue is safety. Your viewers and our listeners, we want to make sure they have the information to protect themselves and, in some cases, save their lives. But what should people be doing to prepare themselves in advance of one of these severe storms?
Well, it's always good to have a plan in place before there's severe weather. Discuss with the family or the residents of the house or place where you are what you would do if you were under a tornado warning. Where do you go and what do you do? What steps do you take? And most often that's the basement. If you have one available, if you don't have one available, then you go to the smallest room on the lowest floor of your house, usually an interior room, a bathroom, in the tub, put a mattress over you or just something that's soft that can shield you from any flying debris. So, again, you think about that stuff. Never try to outrace severe weather. It's usually moving faster than you think.
Probably one of the most dangerous places to be is in a vehicle. We saw that specifically yesterday with a FedEx truck, another tractor trailer turned over on Route 88. But if you're in a vehicle, I've often heard they suggest you kind of get out and lay in a low-lying area on the ground. Is that right?
It really sounds weird, but yes. Because you can become a projectile yourself in your vehicle. And most tornado deaths do occur in people who are in their vehicles, and they get thrown, and obviously they get flipped over. So, they do recommend that you get out and you go in the lowest possible area, ditch if it's around, and ride out the storm that way.
News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano taking some time out from a very busy morning to talk with us about the severe storms yesterday. Paul, I can't thank you enough.
Thank you, David.